And here it is, the show you've been waiting for, the show you've heard so much about. This is the show that gives you what you want the way you like it. So move right up front for Full Frontal Nudity.
Okay, like I said,
you're in for an adventure tonight, folks.
Well, this is Blog Talk Radio at its finest. You're going to get a very unique show right now. You are listening to FFN on the air. We are live. And if we got nothing to play, we'll talk for a few minutes just so you have something to tune into. Just the behind-the-scenes stuff, I'm looking at a studio dashboard that doesn't look right. And of course, it played our intro, as you heard. So I'll try another one right off the bat here. So we're not getting any sound. So this is going to be a truncated episode. The best thing that I can tell you is what we'll load up the song selections for like a pre-recorded type deal. Anyhow, we are full.
Save them for next week.
We can do that too.
I mean, it's not like we're doing anything here now because we're just going to babble for a few.
So, we are full frontal nudity. My name is Jeffrey Witte, and I'm joined by my co-host, my bandmate, hardest working man in show business,
Mr. David Harris.
And we're going to be live until there's nothing else to say.
Let's see if I can do this half-assed, because, I mean, there are some important things that we just... They're important, because, I mean, how can we do a podcast if we can't introduce people to the show properly?
That's true. Thing is, for some reason, it didn't want to load tonight.
Well, let's see. Too low.
All right, go ahead.
I'm working on volume. Sorry.
Anyhow, while he's getting it set, we do have a website, www.fullfrontalnudity.com. You can go there for everything FFN.
And since this is such a pain, I'm only going to do one, but it's the most important one, because if you've tuned in before, you know it. But if you're tuning in for the first time tonight, we apologize.
Yes.
But we also have to welcome you the only way we can.
Welcome to a Nickelback free zone.
And there's other stuff. If Dave pulls them up and plays them, then you'll hear them. If not, you just have to go to the archives, listen to a past show, download a past show, go to the iTunes icon, click on it, subscribe to the show. While you load up, just know that... is definitely not going to be our best show, and we don't have a lot of good shows.
I don't have many of these things, but I do have this one too.
Go ahead.
Don't play football, play.
I really don't know why it's not playing.
I don't know either. I mean, it just chalk it up to Blog Talk Radio. I wonder if any other Blog Talk Radio hosts are currently having the same difficulties.
I don't know. But
we hear it, full frontal nudity, FFN on the air, the long hiatus, FFN rule MF. We live by one mantra and one mantra only.
Stream away at the foundation of sanity, one podcast at a time.
So there's a half-hearted, half-assed way to begin the show.
Yeah, beyond our control, because, you know, I saw this come up, tried to reload it, same result. So, first off, for like historical context here. Thank you, Crickets. Thank you. Tonight, there was a big blowout downtown.
Yes, I almost went.
Well, you know, in hindsight, I think you could have went, hung out, and been okay. But we want to send out a big thank you to the queen of Baltimore radio, Ms. Sarah Fleischer, who is moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, retirement.
Retirement. See, that's bigger and better things. She can sleep in if she wants. Take other jobs. I'm sure we'll hear, afterwards going forward, like voiceovers, some commercials, or maybe she'll be the next Hollywood starlet. Who knows? Very, very big female DJ around these parts, Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, she's been on the air since I was a year old.
Yes, for one of our local rock stations, 98 Rock. For those who are out of town, we wish her well here from the guys at FFN on the air.
Yes, happy retirement, Sarah. Not that you're listening, but
yeah. Well, she's got Crack the Sky guys. She's got the Ravens. I don't know who else was supposed to be there.
The lead singer of Cinderella.
Yeah, lead singer of Cinderella.
Child's Play, but somehow without. I mean, I'm sure they didn't dig Brian Jack up, so I'm not sure who was singing.
And so anyway, the only thing that I could find really to talk about, and you, if you follow Dave on Facebook, you heard that he was very eloquent about his review of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony that HBO finally played over the weekend. And the biggest question is, Miley Cyrus, why?
See, I missed the whole performance thing before Joan Jett. She was giving a speech when I turned it on. Didn't see any performances. The first performance I saw was the Butterfield Blues Band performance thing.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was. Zach Brown, though.
Zach Brown.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're having the same memory issues on
it. See, I had a really good harmonica player. But anyway, so Miley Cyrus, she looked like an alien.
Doesn't she always?
I know. But it's funny. Of course, HBO is going to play it over and over and over and over again.
Yes, there's plenty of chance to catch her.
So this is kind of a small spoiler, but I don't think it's going to, like, wreck your experience. Joan Jett put on a killer three-song upset at the beginning. They had a bad reputation. I don't know what the second one was, but that was when Dave Grohl came out. And then she did Crimson and Clover, and Tommy James stepped out with I Ain't Fooling Anybody hairdo. Dave Grohl came back out for that one, and Miley Cyrus came out. And, you know, all right, Joan Jett is Joan Jett, Tommy James is Tommy James. Then you step up, Dave Grohl, as I read from somebody, you know, talking about the show, he tries too hard. Dave is a very excitable guy. You saw him on stage with McCartney, the little video that they've had up recently.
Yeah.
Of I Saw Her Standing There.
That's just Dave Grohl, though.
Yeah. And we love Dave Grohl. Yeah, I think he's a hell of a guy.
So do I. There are a lot of haters, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dave Grohl has just as many haters as he does fans.
Yeah. And I read somewhere that, you know, maybe he had Kurt Cobain killed. There's like a lot of conspiracy theorists roaming around by me and on my screen. And y'all got to stop it. You really got to stop it. Anyhow, all right, Dave Grohl he was like hyper singing Crimson and Clover. But then you have Miley Cyrus, who looked like she was dry heaving, over on the side of the stage, doing nothing. She was like she was hitting a high note that didn't belong. And she was bent over in half saying this. She looked like a putz. You look at these other three musicians, none of them are doing that. None of them, you know, they all look cool. But Miley, you got to stop. You have to stop, too.
Miley, drugs are bad. Okay.
Tongue back in your mouth. Nobody wants to see it every time you get on stage. And then, of course, you had the Paul Butterfield segment with Zac Brown, like you said. That was very cool. And so I still can't recall the other guitar player that was with him. But that's okay. And you had Green Day.
Well, they were near the end.
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact order, but I.
Well, we can discuss it like this, because we got like 45 minutes. You know, if you want to call and see if the phone lines freaking work, it's 347-884-9655. You can discuss too, if Blog Talk Radio lets you call in. I don't know. And I'm looking. There's chat rooms up there. I don't know if you can log into that. I don't know. Consider this part two of Jeff is PO'd.
My internet went to hell. So.
Anyhow, all right. So Green Day. They were inducted, and I think your review of the show coincides with what a lot of people are thinking. They would get in someday. It's just not right now.
Yeah,
it shouldn't have been right now. It's too soon. Let's see. I know we discussed the potential nominees when the list came out, when you could vote to say who you want to go forward. So I can't remember who else was on the list.
But someone more deserving of Green Day surely was on the list.
Right. But our buddy P-Funk drummed up the old Deep Purple debate. Now, why isn't Deep Purple?
And see, there's a completely different color that I would rather. I like Deep Purple.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a Moody Blues fan, and I believe they should be in there.
Them too. Moody Blues too. And you had the two that I was really happy to see get in. Bill Withers, who, yeah, he, after the early 80s, he became sort of a hermit.
Yeah, he really, after he fulfilled his record deal, he pretty much just vanished.
Yeah. There's a really great documentary called Still Bill.
I like the documentary, but to me, the director was a little too focused on himself, like he mattered.
Mm-hmm.
I was really more interested in Bill. But,
right.
I mean, the thing is, it's sad that Bill Withers did not want to perform.
He seemed just as happy to hear Stevie Wonder and John Legend perform.
Yeah, but here's how I feel. Since he's so reclusive and rarely performs, that could have very well been his last live performance. And wouldn't have that have been a hell of a way to go out of live performing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw they got him to do a bridge in Lean On Me. Whoa.
Yeah.
Which, Lean On Me is not one of my favorite Bill Withers songs. I'm not saying it's a bad song. They're just better songs, and two of those better songs were done by Stevie Wonder and John Legend.
Yeah.
And I love Stevie Wonder, but I would have rather heard Bill Withers sing the song. But that's just my two cents, of course. I'm nobody.
No. Your opinions, your critiques are just as valid as everybody else's. I felt good listening to that little set because I'm a big Bill Withers fan.
And see, I unlike you, who was happy, I was sitting there, damn it, I wish Bill were singing.
Yeah.
Because
then you had Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble were inducted.
And may I say the Double Trouble sounded just tight as ever.
Yep. I'm sure that they get together from time to time. Just because somebody asked them, you know, we want Double Trouble to back us up.
But I'll tell you, with all of the good and great guitar players on stage, none of them could hold a candle to Stevie Ray.
Not too many people can.
And that's including his big brother.
Yeah.
I really like Gary Clark Jr.
Yes.
But he's no Stevie Ray. But I hope, if nothing else, that performance showed some people that no matter how big of a douchebag John Mayer is, he does have some talent.
Yes, he does. I do not downsize his musicianship. Just when he stops yawning when he sings, he'll be a much better man for that.
I mean, I wish he'd do more stuff like there was the John Mayer Trio album. And that was a blues record. And it was good stuff.
Yes. I tell you, my favorite John Mayer cover was during Love for Levon, when he covered Tennessee Jed. You know why I like Tennessee Jed when John Mayer does it? He didn't sing! He played, he didn't sing!
Well, then I think you would enjoy, if you've never heard it, he covered Lenny.
Uh-huh. Again, he didn't sing on Lenny because there's no words to Lenny.
Yeah. But honestly, I think vocally he sounded closest to Stevie Ray when he sang Pride and Joy than anyone else that was singing.
Yeah, sitting with my brother Tank, who goes into the show from time to time. He made the same comment. You know, they're not singing it right. Yeah. Oh, well.
Because none of them have. I mean, as I said, there were all them good guitarists on the stage, but none of them had the fire that Stevie Ray had.
It is true.
There's been a meme going around of if you could bring one dead musician back, who would it be?
Yeah.
And right, if someone asked me right now, I would say Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yes.
Because he was, you know, he was taken away from us way too soon. He was at an all-time high when he left us.
And then again, he wasn't high.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was a sober high.
Yes.
Because he cleaned up a few years before he left.
And I'm going to avoid the morbid interpretation of your comment. But it's just, I don't want to say it. And then you had, was it the doo-wop group?
The Five Royales.
Five Royales. They were inducted.
Not a single member still alive. So,
yeah.
You know, speaking of morbid, that was kind of a morbid ceremony. Paul Butterfield and Mike Bloomfield were, of course, no longer here for the Butterfield Blues Band. None of the Five Royales still here. And,
and of course Stevie Ray wasn't.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, and then the next
Lou Reed. And I haven't seen that part of it. I will go back and watch it. You said that Laurie Anderson.
Yeah, and her acceptance. Yeah, very, very emotional acceptance speech.
Yeah.
You know, she painted a picture of Lou Reed that not many saw. You know, most people knew him mainly as an artist, musician, but, you know, she saw the real Lou. And apparently so did many people around them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, as a fan, that's a side that I had never even heard of. What the hell? Hold on a second. There's music suddenly coming from my TV. I don't know why.
You know, I got the curtains drawn over the windows. Now, I don't know if there's a full moon out tonight or what.
Well, and the ghost started up the Amazon. And that we can't even play any music. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. So, you're going to have to re-edit the show's description, Jeff.
Yeah, well.
Blab, 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 blab.
Well, you know, to tell the truth, look, if anybody's listening live right now, you know, you're hearing something that probably is not going to be I might do it like you said, just change it to blah, 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 blah. And that's no joke. I'll change it up so it's more closer to what you're hearing right now.
And if you tuned in to hear any of them songs, tune in next week.
Yep, I'm not going to take anything out.
We'll have the whole show planned for you. So
that's right.
Maybe it'll be more professional.
But, you know, look, when you have it all set up, ready to go, and then you call in to have it ready for broadcast, and this pops up, it's out of my control. It's definitely out of Dave's control.
The whole damn thing's out of control.
I think we covered all the inductees, right? Have we left anybody out? Oh, Ringo Starr.
Yes. He forgot about poor Ringo. Obviously, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame didn't until this year, too.
You know, why not also induct Jimmy Nicol?
I guess they figured, you know, all the other guys are here solo. We better let Ringo in, too.
And as he's walking through, he's going, no autographs, no autographs.
Peace and
love.
Peace and love.
Oh, I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hey, Liverpool, I never forgot you. Does he have anything new out?
Yeah, I can honestly say I haven't heard it because it's Ringo solo. I mean, come on, who cares? He had a couple hits in his time.
Yes, he did.
He had some good songs, but the fact of the matter is the people who wrote his best songs are no longer here. You don't have George or John to throw him a bone anymore, you know?
There you go. Okay, it's a song.
So, did you catch the performance of It Don't Come Easy?
No,
because Ringo said Hare Krishna. I was getting ready to say it because I'm so used to it from George Harrison's version. And I'm like, wait, Ringo, how are you Krishna'd?
Yes, he did. No, there was a certain point in watching it where I forget what was going on Sunday. I was watching the day after where I just had to stop it. So it had to be around Green Day.
Yeah, because Ringo is it.
And
he got high with a little help from his friends. Well, speaking of getting high with a little help from your friends, or Beatle-related, did you see that Paul McCartney has officially stopped smoking pot?
Yes. Doing it for the kids, you know.
Yeah.
Don't want to be a bad role model.
Here's the thing. Aren't Paul McCartney's kids all grown up by now? So what the hell does it matter? He's 70-some years old. If he wants to keep smoking pot, let him keep smoking pot.
Yes. That was a great tease on ultimateclassicrock.com. Rocker gives up pot. Oh, who did it? Let me click on this. Paul McCartney has given up pot. It's like, really? you want to surprise me, say Paul McCartney has went back to eating meat.
Yeah. Tell me Paul McCartney's carnivore.
There you go. Now, see, that would be shocking. That would be worthy of headlines. don't tease me with a headline like that and say Paul McCartney is giving a pot for the grandkids. Go do it for the grandkids.
And I don't think we mentioned the other week the passing of I can never remember what, I can't remember which brother it is, but one of the brothers Johnson,
yeah.
The bass player. Was it Louie? I mean,
we'll go with that.
I think it was Louis Johnson. You know, his bass playing was very very funky, and you know, he's more than just a brother. A Johnson brother, he also was a session musician on lots of records that some of you may know, but none of which I can remember off the top of my head right now because...
But this is the Strawberry Letter 23.
Oh, yeah, well, that was... They had a couple hits. I got a handful of them right sitting right out here, Get the Funk Out My Face and Strawberry Letter 23.
All right, I will. Here's one that came to me. That since I'm talking to like one of the what I consider experts on this topic, there's going to be a new biopic on Brian Wilson coming out.
Yes, I saw.
Now, okay, the guy is playing with Paul Dano, I believe the gentleman's name is, playing the young Brian Wilson. How does John Cusack fit into this storyline?
I don't know because I have not seen any trailers for it, though I have heard of it, have saw the cast list. But I, you know.
You know, okay, Paul Dano is a passable Brian Wilson. John Cusack is John Cusack. He looks the same in every movie, pretty much.
You know, I for once, I don't have an answer for you there. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
That's okay. That's all right. But
he moves in mysterious ways.
Go! In other movie-related news, there's a movie, Reese Witherspoon and was it Sofia Vergara, called Hot Pursuit. Folks, stay away from this film. Yeah, this is Jeff's movie review. It's in the cheap theater for a reason, because the movie stinks. No laughs. It's like, here's the template for any buddy road movie, and they couldn't even fit the pieces into that. It's just bad. Steer clear of it, because pretty soon it'll be coming out on the DVD and Blu-ray and pay-per-view.
And you can avoid it again there.
And steer clear of it. It wasn't good. But the reason why I bring that up is because the Brian Wilson biopic trailer was on before that. And I saw John Cusack looking like John Cusack. And I went, you know, make an attempt, John. We've seen Brian Wilson nowadays, and that's what you're supposed to be playing, Brian Wilson nowadays. And you look like John Cusack. You look like an older version of yourself and say anything. That's what you look like. I got the Ice Harvest spine of the DVD looking me in the face. You look like that. Brian Wilson doesn't look like that. Folks, you know, you get bored, you're listening live, or you listen to this later on after we change it to blah, 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 blah. You know, go online, see if you can find the trailer for the Brian Wilson movie. and take a look at John Cusack. See if I'm wrong. That's enough of that. Just irritated that we can't play any music for you.
And we had some good stuff lined up for you.
Yes, and it's all going to be played next week.
So tune in next week. You'll hear some Red Sammy. I have no idea what song, but you'll hear some Red Sammy.
Well, next week, just in case you are listening live or later on, I'll tell you what you're going to hear next week. Jacob Panic is going to do Mason Dixon Woman. Jam Sandwich is going to do Operation Heat. Red Sammy is going to do Dirty Water. Blast from the Past here. Splitsville have a song called Heart Attack. We're also going to play one of the great bluegrass bands from this area.
And this...
The Seldom Scene. And they do a cover of a Bill Monroe tune that Bill Monroe made famous called With Body and Soul. Song that I heard the Kentucky Headhunters do before I heard Bill Monroe do it. And it's just a really cool tune. So you want to hear all that next week.
I can't find my long time still. Oh, there it is. Long time Seldom Scene. It's a solid record, too.
Yeah.
I mean, bunch of covers, but I mean, that's what Seldom Scene. Seldom Scene were among the early progressive bluegrass groups.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that took songs that you might not have thought of as bluegrass songs and did them as bluegrass songs while doing the traditional stuff as well.
Yeah. You have that to look forward to next week. In the meantime, I'm going to make sure that so we don't have to babble. We don't have to live up to that one comment, two guys babbling.
But I don't know. I mean, it don't matter what I talk about because who the hell is listening anyway? In the flooding of your Dropbox, I put some non-local and just some other stuff in there for you to check out. Like there's some cuts from the new Dwight Yoakam album that are rather good.
Like I said, I don't know if we said it during the live portion, but I made sure that I went to our Dropbox folder and whatever you had sent me, I just deleted. If I already have it, I deleted it. If I didn't have it, I moved it out of the folder into my appropriate folder.
If they're half folders because not all the songs came through, they will be coming through. So just keep
on the lookout. As we are speaking, I keep on seeing down at the bottom of my screen that new files have entered into the Dropbox folder.
Yeah. Whenever I leave my computer and it goes into... sleep mode, it stops uploading.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, on my Dropbox, it'll load up sometimes really nice, and then it'll just like be in sync mode.
Well, I just bombarded you. I put the new Waylon Live release that was only available at Cracker Barrel in there. Because you have to listen to the introduction to Living Legends Part 2. Funny stuff. Waylon could be a funny guy. And then I threw the Shooter and Waylon thing that Shooter changed or took the vocals for the change them into country versions. Threw that in there so we could do the thing that I suggested off the air last week, where we play a before and after cut, just to see how different the same thing can sound.
Yep. And we're going to do that as long as this glitch is worked out.
Well, people have plenty of stuff to look forward to. But when they hear the finiction, or however you say it, cut, I'm sure anyone that's a fan of Wailing Country, they probably hear that and spit out their drink like Beavis and Butthead. Because it is that unlike anything else that Waylon ever did.
Yes.
And I find it interesting as a longtime Waylon fan.
And since we are speaking of country, there was a research study done that the results of the polling and research showed that radio stations that play less female artists get higher ratings. And
so be sure to stay tuned for our upcoming show with all female vocalists.
There you go.
You'll be hearing us with PJ on lead. You'll be hearing Eliza Deering and the Penny Black.
But this is country radio. The research says that they would rather listen to bro country.
Did you see the headline that Jason Aldean is upset that people consider him bro country?
No, I did not. And also,
the sad thing, though, is there is so much talent in real country in female vocalists.
Absolutely. I think more so than the stuff that's pissing us off. And I had a news channel on, and they were talking to fairly popular country DJ, and just to paraphrase what he was saying, is that bro country is on the way out. The wave is almost done.
I am praying that that is in fact a fact. Let's pray that bro country is on its way out.
Yeah. And so, I mean, if he's predicting that, if he's seeing a shift.
I mean, here's the facts of the matter, Jeff. How long can people listen to the same song regurgitated over and over and over again? You've heard the bro country mashup. It's the same freaking song.
It's the same formula. Yeah, you can interchange them.
We better hurry up and write our hit, though, before it's gone.
Yeah. Or we can just use it as a nostalgia piece.
Girl. Gonna put you in my pickup truck, girl. Got the keg in the back on the way to the bonfire, girl. Ooh, girl. Ooh, girl.
Yes. You know, but when you start thinking about the female singers that are out today, just vocalists. I'm not talking about part of a band.
Well, yeah. Here's something I'll tell you. Though I can't say I'm a huge fan, let's be honest. Even as poppy as some of her stuff can be, let's just admit that Miranda Lambert's more talented than her husband.
Yes.
And more tolerable.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. We've said it before, it's worth saying again since nobody's listening to us. There was a time in which Blake Shelton was putting out listenable country.
Well, here's the good thing about bro country dying. And the fact of the matter, there are artists like Blake that were country before the bro country movement. At least those artists may have something to fall back on once bro country's dead. You might start to hear some of the artists, but you know, there's a bro country song with Joe Diffie.
And
it's like, really? Joe Diffie is that desperate to get on a record that he's on a bro country song?
I heard something like that.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, if Conway Twitty were alive today, would he have to do bro country? I mean, what he did was pop country in the 80s. There's no denying. Those were pop records. But it was still good stuff.
All right, folks, one name, George Strait. Has George Strait ever done a bro country song? No.
No, but, you know, some of his, there are definitely some poppier songs in his catalog.
There's
though.
Poppy songs.
Yes, but no bro songs.
They're not bro country songs. Florida Georgia Line, but kind of have a panic attack if they had to sing a George Strait song.
What would Big and Rich do? As far as I'm concerned, Big and Rich were the beginning of the end for country music. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Because they were the first ones I heard to put rap in the country.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
And I still think that Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy is the biggest piece of shit to ever hit country radio. And I'm even talking about worse than Florida Georgia Line. That's how much I despise that song. I mean, it's like he was sitting on the toilet. Something came out and it was Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
I thought that was Boys Round Here by Blake Shelton.
I haven't heard that.
I couldn't be more wrong then. No, I mean, there's a great meme.
I can honestly say the last Blake Shelton I heard was what he did when he was on Saturday Night Live. And that was last year, I think.
There is a great meme going around. I forget, like, the headline, but it had two pictures. A picture of Chris Christopherson, and it quoted songs from
It was Loving
Her Was Easier Than Anything I'll Ever Do Again. It was quoting a nice little chunk of that. One songwriter. Then on the other side, you might have had like Florida Georgia Line, or they had Jason Aldean, somebody, with the stupidest lyrics you'll ever read. And it was three songwriters.
It's no different than the meme that came out a couple years ago that had the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody on one side, and then the lyrics to some Beyonce song that was written by like eight people.
Yes.
Which, just like that, had ridiculous lyrics.
But I think that the Beyonce song, it had the same line said over and over and over again.
Yeah, probably. I know it sucked.
It was like maybe five words in the whole thing. But, I mean, that's what truly irritates me. The lazy songwriting ticks me off. The bro country song that we're working on doesn't fall into that, because we'll do it on purpose. We'll know that we're actually writing a piece of shit.
As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to start working on it next time I'm on the toilet because I'll have inspiration.
There you go. But you had record companies and publishing houses who are paying these people to write this. And it's like, why? Why are you spending all this money to get this? That's what's irritating. Along with nobody's calling.
Well, that's not unusual. It's not unusual to not get any calls.
Oh, wow, 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 wow,
wow. The phone line's open at 347-85-9641.
That's why we're not getting any calls, if you're dialing that number.
347-84-9655.
But you had more numbers, and they were out of order when you sang it. When you said it just now, you said it perfectly.
Seemed very when I was singing it, I don't know.
It was funnier. Tom Jones would be proud.
Let's see.
What else we got?
We've almost made it an hour. We might as well.
Yeah, we're going to close it out. We're going to wait for the British lady to speak to us. Because that's the only thing that's truly working right now. I don't know. What else you want to talk about for 6 minutes? As I keep looking at the laughing colors, big one, small one, added to my Dropbox.
I don't know. I think we need to really quickly check on the non-existent phone line.
Yeah. See,
even without a phone. Even without a phone call, they managed to catch us.
They found us. Yeah.
It's because they like us. They really, really like us.
That they do. And we like them too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir. I love dead air.
Dead air.
We went almost the entire hour without hearing Sivan.
Yes.
No Sivan.
But my Amazon Prime Music thing has a mind of its own and just keeps randomly selecting songs and playing them. Even if it's something that I've never listened to that was a free download that is now getting deleted, like whatever the hell that was that just started.
Aha.
I'm currently downloading all my stuff out of there, though. That way I can put it in the iPod and have it where I need it.
Right, so you can have song 666 be My Sweet Lord.
Yes. I was like, really?
Yeah, really.
And Jamie,
there's photographic proof about it.
Yes, Jamie had to take a picture.
Don't.
As I was going, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Instead of Dulang, Dulang, Dulang.
You know, I don't know if it's just me, but I just cannot hear it. I've listened to both songs back to back a million times, and I just don't get it. There's more photographic proof of other songs where there were no lawsuits.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then again, we live in a world where John Fogerty was sued for writing a song that sounded too much like a John Fogerty song. So.
That's right. Anything to make that money, yo. Anything to try to bilk an honest songwriting man. Shit. Ooh. It'd be lost wages. Want John to always write a song that doesn't sound like him. How can I keep from singing?
So just a question, Jeff, because there are two eras of Jacob Panik. There is the bluegrass-inspired modern stuff and the early alternative stuff, which he recorded all them songs in both styles. Is it the more bluegrass-style version of Mason-Dixon Woman? That's
what it sounded like.
I was just sure, because Popgrass is the only blue. Although he's also on the Manly Deeds album,
yeah.
Which I really dig that one. But hey, we made it an hour.
We made it an hour.
For those who tuned in, thanks for listening.
And we apologize. Like I said, I will make it my mission. By this time next week.
Jeff is going to write a nasty letter to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Saying, what the
beep, beep, beep
podcast, and I couldn't play a
beep, beep, beep
song.
Yeah. So.
I couldn't even play my bits.
Hopefully, God willing, we'll have a regular show next week. In which everything that we wanted to do this week will be lumped in to next week's show.
This show will now be in the archive with a big warning. Warning, all talk.
So just say blah, 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 blah.
Thanks for listening, and so say goodnight to the bad guy. Main.
So we're going to end the episode.